Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Gay clubs operate openly in Catholic seminaries, and some bishops allow trainee priests to watch pornographic films as an outlet for their sexual urges. They're just some of the explosive allegations made by the late Pope Benedict in a book that he instructed to be published after his death. Now, he died on the 31st of December at the age of 95. With more on this, I'm joined by Nick Squires, Italy and Vatican correspondent with The Telegraph. Nick, we'll come to the revelations in just a minute. But the fact that Benedict didn't want this out there until after his death, that tells its own story, doesn't it?
Yes, I think so. And in fact, we have an explanation from the late Pope Emeritus as to why he didn't want this published when he was still alive. He said in a letter that the fury of the circles opposed to me in Germany is so strong, that's his direct quote, that it provokes a murderous clamour whenever he comes out with sort of public declarations. And it was for that reason that he didn't want the book to be released when he was still alive. He sort of didn't want to cause that controversy to the Catholic Church, he said. And of course, the Catholic Church in Germany is relatively liberal. Mm-hmm. And there are many people who are critical of the former Pope Benedict. So yeah, very much a sort of voice from beyond the grave, but a controversial one.
So he believed that his brand of conservative Catholicism was an anathema to the current school of thought around Pope Francis, the current incumbent. He believes that the liberalism that has been fostered by Pope Francis did not want to hear from Benedict.
That's right, yes. And in this new book, What is Christianity, that's been published posthumously, he says in one section that some of his writings, his prior books, because of course he's written many, were sort of almost forbidden in seminaries, that that trainee priests, seminarians who did want to read some of his books had to do so almost in secret. That's what he says.
So this latest one then that has just been published, it's a collection of essays you write today in The Telegraph, Nick, What Christianity Is. So what is he saying?
Well, it's very wide ranging, and it's certainly not just about gay clubs and pornographic films, as you can imagine. It's wide ranging. He criticizes gender ideology. He talks about dialogue with Islam, which is a theme of Catholic relations and was a theme during his papacy. He defends priestly celibacy, which is also a very hot topic right now and under the papacy of Francis. And all of this was written after 2013. That's when Benedict, of course, famously resigned, became the first pope in 600 years to resign. So this book, these chapters, essays, were written between about 2014 and 2022, just last year, when Benedict was living in a former convent within the grounds of the Vatican, just a few hundred yards from where Pope Francis lives.
So does he lay the blame at the feet of Pope Francis, or is it less overt?
I think it's less overt. I think it's more general. Certainly there's nothing personal towards Pope Francis. It's more critical of Francis's agenda, I would say.
Now, in the days after Pope Benedict's death, there was a theory put forward that the pressure would be brought to bear on Francis to try and push him towards resigning, and that pressure would come from the conservative elements of the church. Do you see that pressure starting to build now with the release of this and other books?
I think there's two schools of thought. One is definitely along those lines, that as a Vatican expert says, there are signs of a mounting civil war. And the rationale or the thinking behind that is that whilst Benedict was alive, there wouldn't be this sort of campaign against Francis, because if you tried to make Francis resign whilst Benedict was still alive, you'd then end up with three popes. It's kind of ridiculous. It would be unprecedented in history. So according to that theory, Francis's conservative critics have been emboldened by the death of Benedict, because it kind of opens the way to somehow compel Francis to resign. It's not clear how. It's just perhaps to make his life so uncomfortable with so much criticism. I think another big school of thought, however, would disagree with that and say, look, these books that have come out, including this one from Benedict, but two or three others just in the last 2 weeks, they reflect dissension and disagreement within the Catholic Church and at the highest levels of the Vatican. But that's gone on for centuries. That's always been the case in the Catholic Church. It's such a huge organization. There's always bad blood between somebody. So whether there is a concerted campaign to sort of try and boot Francis out, I don't think anyone can say for sure.
And what about Pope Francis? Because he's due to release his own book tomorrow, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Pope Francis, as you can imagine, has not directly addressed any of these allegations. He has come out with slightly more oblique, slightly more general comments at some of his audiences, saying that tittle-tattle and gossip is not very useful, has a malign influence on public discourse. And of course, he, given that despite the differences and the many different doctrinal differences between Benedict and Francis himself warned just back in October with this rather startling declaration that nuns and priests watch porn. Not all of them, obviously, but they do watch porn, and that's a dangerous thing to do, and that the devil's malign influence can enter into the soul if you indulge in that sort of thing.
I wonder where his motivation was coming. Just when you see it in the context now of what Benedict wrote in his book, you wonder, was he trying to appease the conservatives?
That's a good question. Very difficult to say. I mean, clearly there is a big split within the Catholic Church at the moment. The word schism is sometimes used. I think that's too strong. And most people would say this doesn't amount to a schism. But it was no secret that Benedict was a very different pope to Francis. And we just recently had a book released by Georg Ganschwein, a German archbishop who was Benedict's personal secretary. And that was also critical of Francis, and specifically, for instance, saying that when Francis cracked down on the use of the Latin Mass, the traditional Latin Mass, it, according to Ganschwein, broke the heart of Pope Benedict.
Okay, and going back then to what he did say in this book, what Pope Benedict has said about the homosexual clubs, just explain to me what he alleges.
So he says that the vocational training of seminarians, trainee priests, is on the verge of collapse. In this book, What is Christianity? He says that in some seminaries, there are fairly openly operating homosexual clubs. That's his phrase. And he also cites the example of an American bishop who he says, Benedict says, allowed his seminarians to watch pornographic films.
And what does he speculate was the aim there? Is that, you know, so they would have an outlet for their sexuality?
I think that's right. Yeah, there's a comment in the book along those lines. It's not quite clear whether it's a rather sort of ironic or sarcastic comment, or whether he means it, whether he really means it. But that's the gist of it. Yes, some sort of outlet for their sexual appetite, so that they don't then stray somehow.
Nick, thank you very much for bringing us that fascinating story from Rome and from the Vatican. Nick Squires there, Italy and Vatican correspondent with The Telegraph.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.